I'm realizing, I'm getting addicted to Reels, and I know.
Yeah, and
I really want to set the table of what like my Reels have become, because basically at a certain point it was like a lot of stuff that I feel like everyone around me was getting, like, you know, in English, very kind of like Irish centric. But then like the German language stuff started creeping in, because I guess Instagram kind of just like, based on who I was following and what other people were liking, they're like, yeah, you can have some German language stuff. I've now arrived at the point where like Instagram is just sending me any language, and they're right. I will watch it. I'm watching like a guy, there's this Polish builder who does fan cams of the work that he does in Germany. The video is like a mix of Polish and German entirely, set to like, you know, that song, like, you know, the Instagram reel songs, the TikTok songs, they're all there. Like, well, explosions going off in the background. So you get these sweeping angles of his like really nice cement work that he does. And like, he's entirely just selling his wares as like a Polish builder.
Good,
you know,
for him.
Aus Polish. And it's just like, yeah, I watched this twice before I moved on to the next one. And I'm just like,
the thing is that the algorithm in Reels is so aggressive that like, if you like one reel in a certain language,
yeah,
you're gonna get 100, the next 100 are gonna be in that language, even if you just liked it ironically or funny or whatever.
I'm enjoying the vibes this Polish
exactly
guy's put down.
Yeah. Exactly.
My reels have just become gym content, and I hate it. Like,
oh, it's horrible.
I want none of this. I want to go to the gym completely unaware that this part of the internet exists. But no, it thinks that then that because I do post the self-aware gym selfie every time I go to the gym. Yes. Doesn't mean I want a bunch of bros being like, oh, here's how you do this lift. Shut up. I don't fucking care. Yeah.
And it also doesn't differentiate between the toxic gym content and like the normal people, like actual trained trainers or whatever. So you,
I only want one guy, and that's the I don't know, Malibu Fitness or whatever the fuck he's called. I love him. He's great. He's very nice. And he has like literally like as you would imagine, like Malibu levels of plastic surgery.
He's
very wholesome, and he says things like, put your stuff away at the gym and be respectful. I love him. I will not follow him because I will not follow any of the gym creators, but he is like genuinely wholesome. So whenever he comes through my feed, I will watch him. All the other gym creators, labor camp.
I am my reels have been getting pretty Dutch in I think they've just geographically landed at, like, you were in Berlin, now you're in Ireland, so we'll just geographically in the middle.
Somewhere.
Netherlands. Like, and, but it is just, like, I gotta say, they're doing great content over there in the Low Countries, because number one, Dutch, I followed from the show account, I think it's, like, one of the only people we follow that hasn't, like, just been on the show, is, Roland Bannon 123, .nl, which is just a company that sells conveyor belts of various types and demonstrates them in reels by like just placing a box on the conveyor belt to like some EDM from the 2000s playing in the background while they demonstrate a box going from point A to point B. I mean, like, you could buy this particular brand of conveyor belt for your logistics or distribution needs. And I'm like, yes, but I could.
Imagine studying marketing for like 4 years. And this is the shit that goes viral.
It's so good. There's that one Dutch guy who just doesn't speak. He's got like, his face looks like the places where you can still see the impacts of trench warfare in like Western Europe. Like he's got like he's got a face like a World War One battlefield, as I guess what I'm saying. But he's just like he's probably in his 50s, Dutch guy, very blonde hair, you know, clear frame glasses, and he just goes to any Dutch village and then just finds a place to buy a pizza and then eats it in front of you while like gabber music is just blaring that he's just put into the video.
I love him. Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about. Yes. Brilliant.
I am scared for your brains.
No. There's nothing left at this point, Uma. It's fine.
Yeah. It's grand. This is what the brain is. This is the foundation.
Why do you think we podcast?
Yeah, this is the like, sure. You know how like every like cuisine has those like, you know, the three vegetables that you that are like in every dish or whatever.
Yeah.
This is the foundation. Of course, mayhem.
The level of brain rot that Kieran and I are both on. You're like the only. Remember, you're the only smart person on the show now.
Yeah, You carry us.
Yeah. Well, I'm there literally with Kieran, hand in hand, with that Dutch guy being like, "Hermanos, zwei Barkies." I love him
eating pizza.
Yeah, Peter. Don't know any of it. I mean, I do know what most of it means, except for it's made up words. But yeah.
It's been great, to be perfectly honest, what I've been seeing on there. And you know, Uma, you're going to like explain very important historical things to me while I'm going to be just thinking about the Bradford Bebe Club. If anyone's ever seen that, like that Bebe, like the Beyblade club that meets up in underpasses in Bradford, England, and like if you lose the Beyblade tournament, you get forced Mormon conversion. Mormon conversion. Converted to Mormonism. Converted to Mormon for the losers.
I know.
Pizza for the winners.
Don't you have to like get baptized for that?
No, Mormons do that.
Yeah, Mormonism is like the easiest religion to convert to.
They're just like, you're a Mormon now, yep. And that's it. Yeah.
They'll do that to you after you die.
Yeah, they got in big trouble with this one. Because they converted a lot of people who died in the Holocaust to Mormonism.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Hey. Welcome to your Ouija Cornish Beatty. It is me, Kieran. I am joined by Uma.
Hello.
And by Nick.
Hey, I'm Mormon.
By listening to this podcast, you're now Mormon.
Yeah. My name's Brother Nick now, all right? You're Elder Kieran.
I'm Elder Kieran. Hell yeah. I think I'll mention it anytime I get, but the Utah Jazz really needs to rename themselves to the Utah Elders.
No. Leave it the Utah Jazz. I like the name the Utah Jazz. I know that has nothing to do with Utah. They have a good logo.
I like American sports with the names they give the teams. I think that's cute. I like Vikings. I like Wizards. I think this is adorable. It should reflect the place you're in. You can't be called the fucking Utah
it
Jazz.
It used to. They were from...
I know, because they used to be the New Orleans Jazz.
Yeah, and then they moved. They're not going to change the name.
No! Utah Elders. Missionaries. Okay, well, Utah Soakers.
Yeah, the Soakers are better, yeah. The Missionaries would be a little bit problematic. I will stand behind the Utah Jazz, because every other name for them would be so much worse.
Yeah, but reflective. Yeah. Honest. Anyway, speaking of sports, this episode is going to be about the Olympics, but we should probably do some news before we get into that. Namely, the big one that we all got little notifications on our phones for when it happened, because, my God, they kind of bloody did it. The Mad Lads have arrested...
Andrew.
Andrew. Yeah, Andrew.
Mountbatten. No, Windsor Mountbatten.
Yeah, Windsor.
No,
yeah.
Or is it Mountbatten, Windsor?
I think it's Windsor Mountbatten, right?
No, it's the other way around.
Mountbatten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
The royal formerly known as Prince.
Former prince. Yes.
Oh, geez.
It was really funny to see the BBC scrambling to like cover it, because they usually have the ins about this stuff, and then they were like, we don't know when he was, we don't know what's happening, we don't, what is going on? And then the press release that the, because it was the Thames Valley police, because he's living in fucking Norfolk or whatever, like, so apparently, I don't know, it's like the local police, and they released a statement saying that they had arrested a 66-year-old man.
Just some guy.
Just
don't worry about it.
A random guy. Also, it was his birthday, which is the funniest shit ever. Like, I know for a fact they were waiting for it to be his birthday, and then they were like, let's go. Let's go, girls.
Just like SWAT police kicking down a door wearing those little kind of like paper cup like hats.
No, exactly. But yeah, he was arrested. But he was obviously, he wasn't arrested for being a nun. He was arrested for...
That's legal in the UK, basically.
Yeah. If you're a royal, it's fine. Yeah. It was because he showed Epstein some documents. Some like confidential documents, basically. So they got him through that.
Yeah. Which is... All right, so... The two things I have to say about that, which is like, one, I think you're going to hear from a lot of American news sources that like, and I think there's truth to this, is like, isn't it fucking interesting that anyone is being arrested for this stuff? Like, because I think I'm hearing from a lot of Americans of just like, none of the people over here are going to get arrested or face any consequences. A lot of the Americans I was hearing from were already like impressed that fucking Mandelson had to even step down. Like, it's just so bad over there. And that's true. We can expect more and better. Because the other thing is Mandelson. Like, Mandelson also did that. He also shared confidential documents related to like the UK's response to 2008 subprime mortgage crash. And that had like direct consequences that went back to the United States, and the United States called up the UK and was like, stop it. Don't try and punish any of our banks. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just getting a text from my friend about like Liam Fox, who was like basically also committed this crime years and years and decades ago, but it faced no consequences. Like, not Liam Fox is, as far as I know, not a nonce, but he did share confidential documents that he wasn't meant to and basically got off scot-free. So it's like, yeah, we didn't get it from the noncing stuff, but it was like, yeah, but other people also did the thing you got Prince Andrew for. Can you arrest them too or look into them? Yeah. Like, no.
But it honestly seems like they arrested him for this because there's barely any proof. Like, he's just going to walk free. Like, there seems to be more proof of him being a nonce.
There's than, a lot of proof of
it. I know, exactly. Like, there is literally physical and visual proof of him being a nonce.
Yeah.
There's more proof of that than of him showing Epstein these documents or whatever. So, like, it just seems that it's more of a... that they know that nothing's gonna happen, but they want to show performative kind of thing. Like, yeah, look, no one's above the law. Like, that's what they all said. Starmer came out and was like, no one's above the law.
Yeah.
Fucking the king, his brother, was like, you know, congrats to the police. No one's above the law. No, like, he was like, you know, I stand with the police force and like whatever, and the forces of this country, da 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 da.
I really enjoyed that game between the police and the royals, but you know, we put our best in the first half, but they got us in the end, you know, and yeah, they just wanted it more.
So it seems that like nothing is going to happen to him. They just want, it's almost like a PR move for the people around Andrew.
Yeah. Even then, like the other thing that I think is possible, like, cause I totally agree. I think that's like what you outlined there is like the most likely. Even if they did punish him, it's just like, congrats, we've kind of punished one of like the most inconsequential royals that we have. He's not like heir to the throne or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are more inconsequential royals, but like they're just, you know, tucked away somewhere with their collection of racist brooches. Mm-hmm.
But he has less control of the world that even like a billionaire, like
that Mandelson did.
That Mandelson,
like, had a lot of control over British politics.
Exactly.
So like, yeah, like it could be a Harvey Weinstein situation where like he is the sacrificial lamb, so that everyone else that was implicated just kind of gets away with slap on the wrist.
Hmm.
Like it's that possibility as well. But I'm also, maybe I'm being too optimistic. It's probably just the like, don't do it again, Andrew.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, he's never been a beloved royal. Like even, no, in the sense of like, even weirdos that love the British royal family never cared for Andrew. No. So absolutely yeah, not. Maybe they will use him as a scapegoat because nobody cares about him.
Mm.
But I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not like super optimistic about it because I think it's more of a PR thing because Starmer, like his government almost fell a couple weeks ago because of the Mandelson thing. Like everyone was calling for him to step down. The leader of Labour in Scotland was literally called for him to step down. But then, you know, a royal gets arrested and Starmer is like, see people? Like nobody is above the law. We're doing good things with this government and the police force. So
we caught one guy.
I do think the funniest thing that could happen out of the Epstein things is that then I have to very much self-censor myself. If someone in the United States just like lost their shit and like did something to like Alan Dershowitz. Like just like a right winger, like it would have to probably be like a right winger who's gotten like schizo-brained from TikTok or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
who
yeah,
like
yeah.
thinks that then it's like who thinks that like Alex Jones was right the whole time. I have to then do my own version of like Pizzagate and then just like, I don't know, someone just like really low on the ladder of things, just like, you know, getting extrajudiciarily dealt with.
Yeah.
And that would be way too funny. Like,
I mean, it really is an indictment on the YouTube pedophile hunter. Like, where the fuck is he?
Where have these guys been?
Yeah,
Alan Dershowitz is just out there in public, like everywhere in fucking New York, and you're not like, you know, like getting him in the corner at like a fucking like subway, being like, oh, you know, like you don't have to fucking be like, oh, you know, I messaged you pretending to be a 13-year-old. Like, it's out there. We know.
The genre of YouTube pedophile hunters are incredibly good at confronting people at the parking lots of fast food establishments.
Yeah, exactly.
And frankly, like they have been asleep at the wheel for this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the world needed you most, guys, divorced dads.
Yeah, because now they're all like, oh, actually, I'm pro pedophilia now because they're all MAGA.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's also been really annoying, I was mentioning to you, Kieran, earlier as well, that to see some of these like quote unquote political influencers on Instagram just make these sweeping remarks, big, massive like statements that, oh, it's the beginning of the end for the royal family. No, it is not. It's not even the first nuns, to not say another word, in the royal family.
This is like, generational pedophilia.
Exactly. It's in their DNA at this point. Like, they don't care. Nobody cares. They don't care. Yeah, is it the first time that a royal is... Well, he's not even royal, technically. Like, he's just the brother. He doesn't have a title anymore. But anyway, is it the first time that a person from that family is arrested like this? Maybe. I'm not sure.
I haven't looked it up. Yeah.
It is, probably. But, like... He's released already. They're investigating him. Nothing is going to happen. Please stop. Like, I know we need hope. You know, I know we want hope core, whatever, but that is just silly. Like, please.
Or it's going to be like, yeah, it's technically the beginning of the end for the royal family, but like it'll be like one of your like history lecturers in 100 years time waggling his eyebrows of like the process of ending royalty in Britain took 70 years or something like it, and it started with this, but like it ends.
We're not gonna see it in our lifetime.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Unfortunately,
it finally ended with the Treaty of like New London after the Vape Wars or whatever.
Yeah, no, nothing is gonna happen in like any regard of anything fucking anywhere. Yeah, like I mean, even in this, like it is. It is funny too because it's just like the only thing that I've seen come out of it is just like people post. You know, yeah. Yeah, oh wow, I mean, you're posting about the fucking pedophile ring. Great. Yeah.
Some small countries are getting like it seems to be relatively impactful in like Slovakian politics, cuz like that guy that was in the Epstein files was relatively high up and also awful, like just genuinely like inexcusable. It seems to be happening there, but like
I think the only reason why the Spanish king, the former, not the son that is now the dad, isn't in the list is just because like his English is not good enough.
Yeah also
if
like,
he spoke enough good English he would definitely have been friends with Epstein. Like this man is
I mean, yeah, that guy was such a fucking freak. But also at the same time, unlike Bill Gates, I don't think he needed help. It was also, I think, like Jeffrey Epstein was meant to be like a fixer, whereas it seems like Carlos was like, he had it sorted by the sounds of things.
Yeah. Juan Carlos. I think he has like baby mamas over Europe. It's like,
there's.
Maybe he's Southern European too that it was just like legitimate anti-Semitism that then didn't like he just didn't want to get caught up. He's like, this guy's name's Epstein? Fuck no.
Judeo Bolchevismo.
All right, I can get my own underage women without the help of the Jews. Thank you very much.
King Juan Carlos in an elite audio tape discussing Epstein refers to him as a converso or something, like using just like Middle Ages Spanish terminology.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Oh God. Anyway, good news. Let's talk some kind of fun stuff a little bit. Cause the other thing in the news is the Olympics, the shit one, the winter one. The one that all right, so going into like kind of like office, just
you
office
don't care about either board. Olympics, Kieran, stop trying
I
to
know,
like
I know.
Stop trying to pretend on us that you're like, oh, I like the fucking but tough guy one.
the alpha male
Olympics guys, yeah, these are the gay ones.
I'm metal maxing. No, but like seriously, like my work would like put the Summer Olympics up on the big screen, like in some of the communal areas or whatever. But then it's just like I go to the same communal areas and like I just see like one colleague of mine watching it on his phone. It's like, oh, you're watching the Winter Olympics. He's like, yeah, my friend's in it, and that's why I'm watching. Like,
yeah, you know? I feel like that's the vibe. You only watch if like your partner is in it or your friend is competing.
Or you're like Scandinavian. I think that's like the only other people. Yeah. They're into the various ski related Olympic sports. Yeah. I've seen like Swedish and Norwegian guys like fist fight over like a sport you forgot existed that happens in the snow. Like it's real to them, but we should talk about some of the highlights of this year, because this the Olympics are also sometimes just good, honest fun. Like I enjoy that little video. I think I shared it in the group chat of I want to believe it was the Swiss team who was just going around in the Olympic Village to where everyone of the other athletes was and was like throwing snowballs.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Switzerland rules. Just like snowballs.
Well, they had to do other stuff because they ran out of condoms very quickly.
That is one of the news stories.
Yeah.
I've seen, to be fair, I don't know if it's because I've liked a few reels and then Instagram is just like, you love the Winter Olympics. Let me show you everything that's happening. But I've seen so much content from the actual athletes. Like, I don't remember seeing that much content from the athletes in the Summer Olympics. Like the athletes being like in the village showing around or like showing the food or doing like silly stuff, like throwing snow at their competitors. Yeah. Or there were they were like, oh, I wonder where the US delegation is in. And they show like this massive US flag on one of the buildings. And it's just like, oh, okay.
The US doing basically the like Nazi monument at that one World's Fair or whatever. Just like,
exactly. Really big one. Exactly.
I do wonder about that because like I suspect when you see something like that, it's definitely like they got some sort of like command from on high of like be more social. Because a similar thing happened with like Eurovision a couple of years back. Where suddenly it was like encouraged that all the acts make like videos behind the scenes and get active on social media. And it was always like all of this stuff existed the year previously. Like it wasn't just like TikTok was suddenly invented. It's just now you're being encouraged to use it.
I guess it's also what we were saying. They're like the shit Olympics. So they were probably like, you know, push content that people are like, oh, who's this person? They're funny. I'm going to watch curling suddenly.
Release a dog. Release an adorable dog onto the track.
The wolf dog. So cute.
He's a pretty cute dog.
Yeah. Thank fuck Ursula von der Leyen was not there. She was taking like, you know, the rifles that some of the skiers have for some reason.
Like the triathlons or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Just taking that. Yeah.
What stories from the Winter Olympics do we want?
I think the craziest one that everybody has like mentioned is that Norwegian guy that like won, what did he win, like bronze or silver, like I don't know, he won a medal and then he went on his like winning speech and said 6 months ago I met the love of my life and 3 months ago I cheated on her. And he says, and I told her this week, it's been the hardest week of my life. And you know,
social democracy gets you.
No, this is crazy though. Like, first of all, 6 months ago, love of your life. Okay. And then
this guy loves hard.
Yeah. But then, like,
it is.
And he thinks that exposing this on TV to like the whole world is going to make her watch it and be like, oh. Yeah, I will take you back, actually. Like, what the hell?
I mean, he did just win a medal. They're like, the likelihood of that. It's Norway, too. The population's like, what, 5 million people?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all Norwegians are winning a medal. Like,
this is their Olympics.
They're all winning something. And also, it's really weird because apparently one of their teammates died recently. And like another one of like his team won another medal in the same. And he was like super cute and like talking about the guy that passed away recently. Like that's how you get people to like you. And this guy is like, I cheated on my girlfriend. I hope she takes me back.
To Nick's point, this is if you were like, oh, I really got to tell Ingrid I cheated on her. Shit. When's the best time to do it?
When I fucking win a medal. And then he can be like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I'm just so upset because my teammate died. Oh, they're back together.
Home run.
He's getting.
I won gold and a friend died. You can't dump him. You can't.
He also, I read that he
I'm
was
gonna
also
kill
disqualified
myself before the next Olympics.
He was disqualified from like the World Cup. Because he shot his rifle inside the hotel room. Like, he's a dumbass. This
so
guy
sick.
Just doesn't.
This is the coolest dude ever. I love the idea that he's behaving like one of like Saddam Hussein's sons in the Olympic
literally,
Village.
Like there's wind going through his ears, you know? Like there's nothing in his head. Like it's just so dumb.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Oh my god. What a dumbass.
3 months after he cheats on his girlfriend, he's just going down the slopes or whatever, and he's just like, I probably shouldn't have cheated. I shouldn't have shot that gun, man.
No, but like, what is this male brain like thinking that if you expose the fact that you cheated to the world, she's definitely going to take you back.
Yep.
Like, that just made all her friends hate you more. Like, they're blasting you in the group chat right now.
He won. He's upset about his friend dying. And he's cool because he shoots a gun off inside.
Stupid.
Like, it was probably, the relationship was probably going to fall apart regardless, but if there was any time that you had to tell her, now was the best time. This is the time that has the best shot of working and making the relationship work. The odds are still pretty bad, Uma. I'm not going to say they aren't, but the odds were worse outside of you winning gold and your friend dying.
Oh, Lord. What a weird.
I also love that Nicholas is like, this is what social democracy does. He's like, no. This is what a guy from the frigid north, tantalized with the opportunity of going to Southern Europe, does. It's just like,
I better start practicing.
Yeah, I've been in Italy for 2 seconds.
It literally is that Dutch comic.
Yeah. I've been slaving over a hot ski my entire life.
Yeah, I could be on the beach with beautiful women.
They're
in Germany, practically. Let's be honest.
And he's still just like, they've got to figure it out. He's in the most frigid, awful part of Italy. He's like outside of Milan, the part of Italy that everyone else bar Milanos hates.
Yeah.
And like, he's just like, they've got to figure it out. I gotta cheat on my girlfriend.
Yeah. It is very funny too to me that the Italians that compete in the Winter Olympics are all Germans.
Oh yeah.
I just love it.
The social engineering has been very successful. Oh my god. I did not know about this story, and it's just hilarious. I loved every moment of it. I think I died during this conversation. The only thing I've been paying attention to is the penis stuff.
what a sentence. Yeah, what a sentence, Kieran. Jesus.
I'm so glad the Guardian didn't explain her for this, because I just keep saying the penis stuff as if I know.
It's kind of ingenious when I read it, though.
Oh yeah, like, it is nuts.
Literally, hey. Ba-dum.
As the Germans say, das crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, because like, so my understanding is, to be one of these athletes, you get like a body scan so that they can make like a custom, like perfectly tailored suit for your body.
Yeah, we're talking about the ski jump.
Yeah, ski jump. Because like, they're like, no loose fabric. You can't have any like additional drag, right, for this to work.
I want a full cape.
Yeah.
How sick would I look, dude?
And I also want to be able to shoot my gun at the same time.
That'd be so tight.
Introducing my new sports of trick ski jumping. So apparently it used to be that what would happen is, you would get the scan, and then you would do like a custom, like, after you get the sush, the athlete would do like a custom sewing job on their own sush to give more room for their enlarged penis. Which they, for those who don't know, are making engorged by injecting hyaluronic acid into it. Like, why is the question?
Yeah,
is
like, exactly. No, like, is it like an aesthetic thing, or is it,
I mean,
steroids?
Could be. It's because it's not tracked with doping. So the sense of that, then, in order to get a higher surface area means more drag, the place and area of your body where you can do it the easiest and not get it like reviewed is your dick. So men are putting, you know what, salute, because I would never put my dick in danger like that. They're putting their members on the line so that they can get like the slightest advantage. And if this process goes wrong, your dick won't function anymore.
Yeah, and they're now doing it even worse because, again, like I was saying, once upon a time, it was you get the body scan, get the perfectly tailored suit, and then the athlete would make a custom like sewing job on that suit to give more room for their engorged penis. But now they're no longer doing that because they're like, they're all realizing they're like, head empty, cheat on my love of my life girlfriend 6 months ago, guys, shoot a gun in a hotel room. So they're not good at sewing. They know ski jump. They jump real well on skis. So they've decided a new strategy, which is to inject their penis twice, once at the scan and then second time at the actual event.
Lord. Imagine it doesn't actually like make your penis larger on the second shot. just a bunch of fabric.
But what are you talking? It like absolutely is bigger, all right? Like...
The whole world is watching me in my skin tight suit. And yeah, no, people figured this out because of what they were seeing. Like it's on display. It's there.
Yeah, they're just like statistically speaking, which one team sport was it? Could have just like.
Yeah.
Wait, which team was it?
That's such a good question. Who was the one who gave away?
Wasn't it Australia? Where it like first broke? Or like New Zealand or something like that? I think it was one of those.
New Zealand and Australia is what I'm seeing here. Yeah, hang on. Injecting penis the hair cast.
I'm making a very risky Google search.
You're making a very risky Google search.
Really in porn.
Yeah.
I think it became a scandal in Australia and New Zealand.
It's called penis gate.
We don't need a
penis
gate for everything. Come on, guys. That's one.
Penis agate. it's an Italian word.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. The dimensions of the suit is strictly regulated because the total size of the suit can have significant effect on the amount of lift that you can generate. Yeah. Yeah, so they're like, enlarging the penis with hyaluronic acid could provide benefit when the athlete is subject to a standardized body measurement process, as the dimensions recorded off of their body would be larger than they might have been otherwise. Yeah. So it's basically doping, as Nick says, but like, not really under the anti-doping rules.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Mm. I would never.
I think it's Australia and New Zealand who noticed this first, and they're kind of saying, like,
they're just pointing at people's crotches.
Big Australian accent is like, that's a dick. Or as my friends in New Zealand say, it's dick. Anyway, Uma, please inform us of a better Olympics, one where people aren't injecting their penis twice.
Not that we knew of, because it never happened. Yeah.
That's why it had to be stopped.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing else happened in Spain in 1936, no, don't absolutely you worry. Not. Yeah. Yeah, so I thought it would be fun to tell you guys about the People's Olympiad, since, you know, we're in the Olympic spirit. Even though these were quote unquote proper Olympics, they were in the summer. But they weren't the real Olympics, of course. So in 1936, it's when Berlin was hosting the games, right? They actually, it's interesting because they won the bid in 1931, so 5 years prior. So the Nazis weren't like, you know, the problem that they were in 1936. But they won against Barcelona because the Second Spanish Republic had just been proclaimed. So people were like, okay, we don't know what the fuck is going to happen in Spain. So Berlin won. And then plot twist, the Nazis are in power in 1936. So a lot of organizations called for a boycott, obviously, of the games. They, as we all know, went ahead. But the Sportintendent, which was like the sports organization of the, you know, Soviet Union, called for an official boycott, but they weren't the ones organizing the Olympics. Like, it was a effort with other associations, but they were like the leading voice of the boycott, I guess, or at least the ones that had more weight and political weight, right? So they decided that in Barcelona, it would be great to organize other Olympics that were going to take place simultaneously, English. and they were organized for like a week before the actual Olympics, basically, around like that. They were supposed to start on the 19th of July, 1936, right? And like 20,000 athletes were supposed to attend, which is for
something.
It's something, especially because it was kind of like a last minute thing, not fully last minute, but it was organized in that same year, right? So, and it was like a self-funded thing as well. There's actually in archives, there's calls for local like communist or leftist or workers sports association to raise money to send their athletes, because it was just like a self-funded kind of thing, because the governments were not helping any of, you know, these teams.
No, of course not.
No, only, and I hate that I gotta hand it to them, the French. The French did send some money.
Okay. But I was
because it was
like
the Popular Front was had just won the elections. So.
Sure. But it's still just like, it was like, you know, the only country that would foot the bill for sending some athletes was the one next door, cheapest travel costs one.
Yeah, exactly. Just like some train tickets and, you know, on you go.
Oh, you need to get to Barcelona? Here's like 20 francs. Have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That was for the whole team.
Yeah.
But yeah, so obviously what was different from the quote unquote proper Olympics or the official Olympics is that there was specifically... So there were teams from Germany and Italy as well, which was anti-fascist that had to flee the countries, their respective countries. Yeah, because obviously Italy was under Mussolini and Germany under Hitler. There was a specifically Jewish team as well. Most of them were German. There were also... It was also really nice because they understood that even if there's one country, inside one country, there could be different quote-unquote nationalities. So, for example, there was a Spanish team, but there was also a Catalan team. There was also a Basque team and a Galician team, which is funny because Galicia is always forgotten when we talk about independence movements in... in Spain and different languages in Spain, but they were there and they were speaking Gallego, probably.
Because a lot of people are just like, oh, Galicia wants independence. It's like, no, they want to be a part of Portugal. That must be it. Yeah, just writes it
yeah,
off.
Exactly. Wait, but they speak Portuguese, right? And then you get just punched by a Galician person. but yeah, and also women were allowed to compete, but encouraged to compete as well. They really did look for women to compete in the games. And what I also found super interesting is that not only it wasn't only about sports, like they were your average competitions, but also there were like chess competitions, like more cultural. There was also a cultural side to it, which is nice because it was a people's Olympiad. So it was like
chess does do drug testing for the reason of that it wants to be an Olympic sport.
There you go. Well,
yeah,
we wanted to do it here first, folks, in 1936. And also regional dances, which is really funny. I would have loved to like see that. Sardanas, just some Catalan people dancing sardanas, and everyone's like, what the fuck? But I feel like regional dances are so similar. Like, especially in, I don't know, like
were they all in the same, was it like, oh, everyone gets like, there's a regional dance competition for each regional dance, or was it just like, here's the one regional dance competition where everyone shows off the regional dance and we have to like kind of like do Eurovision? You're not allowed to vote for your own region's dance. You have to like say like, oh, I think which one of the others do you think was the best?
Yeah, I think it would have been more like any region that has a regional dance and wants to compete in this section, they can. Like, you know, it's more of a thing like that. But But yeah, it would have been so, so nice, so lovely. But unfortunately, the day before, which is crazy, the Spanish Civil War started. The day before. I mean, in theory, the 2 days before, the coup d'etat was started in Morocco. But on the 18th, it reached the peninsula and the Spanish Civil War officially kicked off. Which is also like, imagine being just a random British guy. I mean, if you're a communist or a leftist, you would have been more informed of the politics in Spain as well, because they were like the leftist republic, right? It's just like the how nice or whatever. But then like you arrive in Barcelona like on the day that there's people shooting each other on the streets, like you're like, wait, what the fuck?
The French government only gave me enough to get there, not enough to get back.
No, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also, in a way, it was also the start of the international brigades, because many of the athletes that went to compete in the People's Olympiad actually stayed and enrolled in like the primitive international brigades.
Yeah, you have 20,000 fit people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, not I mean, not everybody, no, but know, yeah, but. But yeah, And amongst them was this guy Billy Scott. He was Irish. He wasn't competing, but I think he was there because of the games. There's not that much info. But it's funny because he was enrolled in the Tillman battalion, which was like just basically they just put everybody that like didn't speak Spanish into like one place. They were like, I don't care if you're like Greek, just like, and then you're British, just go there. Like, I don't care. And this guy was
this cool battalion called Los Gringos.
Yeah. And then there was like the Thomas Mann Centuria, which was created for the English speaking people, mostly British. And he was Irish. And he, like, there's records of him just telling the Spanish guy who probably barely spoke English, just being like, but I'm not British, I'm Irish. And just like making sure that the guy knew that he was Irish. But they were just like, but you speak English, just go here, please. Like, don't bother us.
Just like an incredibly tired Spanish guy just being like, I don't fully get it, but like,
yeah,
you speak English and I don't, so can you just go
exactly
talk to them?
Like, I just spent 24 hours shooting guys on the street, please just like move along. Like, yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
Yeah, unfortunately there's not that much info, obviously, because it never happened, but it would have been super nice to see and to get some footage of it.
There's still aspects of how it's like, how it was like organized or built or like constructed that I'm just like, I still find kind of appealing. Like the whole, the like multinational nature of Spain aspect is still something that I'd love to see. Like the only other place you ever see that is like, or did ever see that was like Turk Vision, where like, here's like the Turkish population of Germany being represented and like, Yakutskia or like Yakutia or whatever in like Russia can come along and participate rather than just like
I mean it's crazy. And to this day, I mean obviously there's no Catalan teams or Galician or Basque teams in the Olympics. And actually the other day this guy, I forgot his last name, I know his first name is Uriol because it's a very Catalan name, he was the first person in like fucking 50 years or something like that to win a gold medal, in a Winter Olympics for Spain, but he's Catalan. And like his partner and family and friends and other Catalan people were watching him, and they had Catalan flags and they were confiscated by the authorities, because it's you can only show like official flags of the countries that are competing, right? So it's like, it's a political statement, which it is, but also like this guy is Catalan. Like what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know why it reminds me of are you aware of the year where Adidas printed Spain's jersey wrong for the World Cup?
No, what happened?
And
did they put another...
No. But it was, they did the ISIS flag on Spain's thing. No, so they did the, like, the color combination, obviously, of, like, the Spanish team and the Spanish flag of, like, you know, red, red, yellow. And blue. But because of how the design was, the red and the blue mixed together and it looked purple.
It looked like the Republican. Yeah. I remember this.
And this was like to the point so where funny. Then like they had to give an official statement being like, no, the color of the jersey is this. I think they had to end up reprinting it to like make it more like distinct.
Yeah, but that'd be so easy. Because the other way I was thinking that would go is just like, we got to come up with the Smash jersey. Okay, let's look at the Smash flag. It's red, it's yellow, and it's red. Okay, I've got a cool idea. What if we just kept repeating that? So it's like red and then yellow and then red and then yellow and red and then multiple. It's just like Canada flag. Whoops.
Yeah.
That's why every country should do the thing crazy. Like Germany does and have their second jersey be a color that is in no way associated with the country.
Yeah.
More purples. More
Germany
just, like,
had
purples.
Yeah, Germany did their for the Euro Cup last 2 years ago, they did pink and purple as their away jersey. It was also the most the best selling German jersey, I think, of all time or whatever.
Cute. Yeah,
because it probably just looks like kind of iconic because no other country's colors are like pink or purple.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a cute jersey, I gotta say. But yeah,
gotta hand it to them.
gotta hand it to them. I wish this was more of a thing. Broadly speaking, like. Because, okay, it's not as if the Olympics are being held in Nazi Germany, but you know the next World Cup's going to be in
the U.S. Yeah,
the state of the left now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but this is it, right? Like we don't have Front Populaire to hand us 20 francs. And say off you go.
I think also too, one of the most interesting things about this is that then this is also like not in just the sense that it's like whatever, okay, like an alternative version of doing the Olympics because of Nazi Germany, but it's also an era too where then like the left like didn't hate sports. Like I feel that now, like, and this is like maybe it's changing this and that, but like one of the things that pisses me off so much about the current leftist thing is that then it's like you're supposed to hate physical activity. And I'm like, this is dumb. Yeah. This is like reading books is actually not making you a better person. I like sports and I hate when then like, cause like German, like, maybe it's also too because like whatever the fucking like national thing of it as well too, but whenever it's like here and then like the World Cup comes along, I have like there are some of the dumbest things that I'll see of where it'll be like the double whammy of leftists being really smug about, oh, I hate football because I'm a smug dumbass and I'm not gonna watch it because it's nations playing and I don't like nations. It's just like shut up, just to like enjoy something fun first off.
Yeah.
And
but it's not even it's oh sorry no, go on
oh no no just like it is like there is something of like I feel that because this is also then too in like the early years of the Soviet Union as well where they're like really into sport and really into fitness and really into this and really into that, and I think it's very interesting how then that like kind of transfers over into like a larger like left-wing thing of like, okay, let's like that could never work today because it'd be like, oh yeah, we have the fucking book club Olympics or whatever, some dumb fucking bullshit.
I think like the I wouldn't say like hate sports, I think that might be a bit strong, but just, I feel like it's been given up on in the sense of just like I'm particularly thinking of like America's sports, like USA sports is just so aggressively corporate. Like the NBA being like, the NBA is like, so like weirdly involved in like drone manufacturing now and shit.
No, sorry. That's Kevin Durant. All right.
Yeah.
That is one basketball player.
Yeah.
Former Phoenix Sun, like, Kevin Durant.
There's like some guy associated with like the head of the NBA.
Yeah.
And they're like, one of the companies involved in that is like a competitor to Starlink that is like currently being like, accidentally sold to like the Russians to support their like drone network in Ukraine. And there's like letters in the Russian government, like thanking these people for their amazing, like, like mobile Wi-Fi internet thing that supports their like drone operations, and it's like, yeah, and then all the gambling. It's just, I feel like it's been like, when you take a look holistically at all of sports today, it just feels like such a behemoth to take on from like a left-wing perspective, because like, like there is like, at the end of the day, these are games and they should be fun. And like, maybe even if you are like anti-nationalist, there's maybe a way of doing this. Like, you know, nationalities like the Basque or Jewish people in Europe having their own team, or like, I think like some, I think Yugoslavia or Soviet Union had like sports teams that were based around unions.
Yeah, that's
all of the all of the East Germany even was the same way.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's the thing. I don't disagree with you, Kieran, but yeah, organized sports did start as a bourgeois kind of like like football. Football was called the gentleman's game. You know, like it all started as a rich people's, like, because they had the time also, the spare time to, you know, do all the shit. But then there was this kind of thinking by the left, and then the Soviet Union as well, especially, of like, hey, no, we also have to be fit, and we also have the right to play these games and like have fun and da 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 da. And we have to go back to that. And I'm not even just talking about organized sports, just sports,
the
like
sport
just
in general.
Out.
Yeah.
Just working out, just moving, just like being fit. Like, you see, we were, you know, talking shit and making fun of these like the looks maxing horrible Nazis, but they are working out. They're fit. They're massive.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We in the left are being like, you know, little noodle strings. Just like if you walk on your, like, you, how are you going to beat fascism if you're, you know, like, not to get like a gym fucking bro right now.
No, but to the listener, you can't see us, but we're yoked.
Massive.
All right? Like, like, we can't even fit in the camera frame. We're just so big.
Yeah. But in the sense of like, we shouldn't be rejecting, like, if you don't want to work out, don't for work out. Like, I'm not saying, you know, whatever, do whatever you want. It's your body, your choice, etc. But like, the scary thing is that all these new neo-Nazi movements, for example, Frente Nacional, Núcleo Nacional, sorry, which is this new group, newish group here in Spain, their core thing is, we have to be fit and work out, because we will go out and beat up people and kill people and like do these things to people. So we have to be massive and work out and healthy, right? Yeah. Like, they're obviously, the reasoning is fucked up, and it's almost always usually linked to eugenics, right? We have to be the strongest, so our kids are strong. Da, 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 da. But like, these guys will beat you up if you don't also get up and go to the gym and lift some weights.
To clarify my position a little bit, I think you do also need to make a separation between like playing and participating in sports versus the like spectacle of watching it. Because that's kind of what I was thinking about, of like taking on like the NBA, of making something alternative that people
I will
watch.
Take on the NBA.
I know you will, Nick. I believe you.
Me against a bunch of really tall guys.
Yeah, Nick's going Digimon mode. We're giving him a gun and cut off jeans.
Yeah.
But like, because that's what I was thinking about. Because like, yeah, like playing sports and participating is fine, but you can also do that in such a way that it exists in a vacuum, where it's just like, me working out by myself is not like, what is that really achieving? Whereas like, what this was doing was like building an alternative event that, even if you didn't play sports, weren't capable, didn't like it, there was something still there for you to watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In.
But I think in the sense too, is just that then it's like, to that point here on, is like, I think that the left of the last like 30, 40 years or so drank the fucking dumb Kool-Aid that then that like the Marxists that are literally designed by the state to, you know, demobilize everyone, and we like accepted that, like, that line of like critical theory bullshit Adorno nonsense about why you hate sports is like this thing that then I'm like, if I like, leftists need to get away from that. Leftists need to stop, you know, doing the fucking we live in a society bullshit. Oh, you know, like, I understand the critiques of like sport and leagues and stuff like that. Sports and teams, especially within Europe, are very much like massively political organizations, you know, look at them like, you know, clubs that then are very much like strongly left wing, strongly anti-fascist, the, you know, and that shouldn't be seen in this like, oh, that's like that stupid, you know, prod fucking, you know, lowest, yeah, machismo, lowest denominator, leftism. No, no, no. Like, that's, unfortunately, this is how mobility and politics works within a lot of people that then are in the left just think that because they read a fucking book, they're doing politics and they're the furthest thing from it. Interacting with people, whether it be sports, whether it be union organizing, whether it be politics and party stuff that we don't like fucking doing, that is actual politics. You quoting Adorno and, you know, twiddling your thumbs about how you're better than watching sports or too good to fucking work out or something like that, fine if you don't have the ability to do so for plenty of other reasons. You know, there are legitimate criticisms, but the left needs to, like, stop hating sport on every single fucking level. And I think that we're, like, getting better about it. I think, like, generationally, like, that version of dipshit know-it-all postmodernist Marxist is, like, a thing that then rightfully has gotten made fun of enough. I do get, I mean, speaking of the internet, it's like, for all the fucking loser clavicular people, I do see a lot of, like, you know, lefty lifting stuff and whatnot. I mean, lifting's not the only version of sports, you know, but, like, you know, at least in the sense of the type of stuff that then is, like, exposed to me, you know, a lot of people that then are, you know, for, like, body positivity and for, you know, the importance of then, like, you know, having a healthy lifestyle that isn't just you doing steroids and, you know, looks maxing, you know, like, there is something that then is changing. It could be because the sense of how deepened fascism is, also the sense of, like, why we're seeing in the United States, like, the left in the U.S. is having a different position on guns right now, for example. But yeah, like, I do at least hope that this is something that then that we can, like, revert back to, like, an older version of, like, what, because, yeah, the left understood sport as community as well, too, not just simply in the sense of health, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, again, there's, again, going back to, like, that, because I've definitely heard of fascist groups doing that before. They're about, like, working out rather than sport more often, I feel like. It is still quite isolated.
It's to achieve the Aryan aesthetic bullshit stuff. You know, you want to look like the Nazi poster.
Because I'm 100% like behind sport, because, like, sport is communal. Sport is, like, hanging out with friends or making new friends and talking to people you wouldn't necessarily have talked to.
Mm-hmm.
The gym can be very isolating.
Yeah, that's true.
To the like finger wagging nationalism stuff, I do have one anecdote that I just, like, reinforces this point that I remember seeing play out in real life that I just absolutely fucking hated. Near where I used to live in Berlin, there is one very, very old guy who doesn't look very old, but he's, like, an Italian guy who's incidentally Buddhist and starts converting everyone in the neighborhood to Buddhism.
Is this your coffee guy?
This is my coffee guy. He fucking rules. Shout out to Filippo. He's, like, a really, 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 really nice guy, naturally enough, as you'd imagine a Buddhist Italian man to be, is well into his, like, 60s to be. But, like, he just, like, there was a German guy that he talks to regularly in there, because he was always very chatty. He knew everyone by name and have conversation and stuff, including me, even though I was shit at German.
But your Italian was impeccable.
Oh, my Italian was perfect. But, like, he was just showing this German guy who was a regular, like, this meme in Italy that he found very enjoyable, which was a video of, like, a percolator, like a coffee, the little coffee things you put on the stove. And when it got to a boil due to the, like, whistling mechanism inside it, it played the Italian national anthem. So, like, when your coffee was ready, it was playing the Italian national anthem. And he was just like, isn't this funny? Isn't this fucking gas? Isn't this hilarious? I'm like, yeah, that's just fucking stupid and hilarious. I love that. But the German guy was just like, oh no, Nazism is coming again because of this nationalist Bialetti percolator. I'm like, I don't know if that's true, man. I don't think, like, I'm as anti-nationalist as they come, but, like, there's a time and a place.
Know that then About Blank does a during the World Cup and the Euro Cup, they used to, I don't know if it's, which is hilarious for a Zionist fascist or a fucking club, they used to host the, like, anti-nationalist viewings of the World Cup, which would then be them doing their own commentary over it. And if they're still doing it, I would love to see it for just the level of anti-Deutsch cringe that must be. Like, they probably, like, instead of playing the German national anthem, probably play the fucking Israeli national anthem or something fucked up like that. But it is like, that is a, like, there is a German level of cringe to that shit that is just unbearable.
I, yes. But, like, here's what I'm pitching. We are a lowly podcast. We could probably make this happen.
Yeah.
Alternative FIFA World Cup. Like, FIFA by itself.
Evil.
Yeah, pure evil. Like, that alone, you don't even have to bring nationalism into it. But, like, think of the teams that we could have now. Like, yeah, okay, we had, like, European Jewish team, the Basque team, etc. No. Gay team. We need the gay team. Just... we need the rainbow jersey. You fucking kidding me? I'd fucking go so hard for that team.
That'd be pretty sick.
Ace team. I'd be rooting for Ace
team.
So you want
to do like the LGBTQ?
No, I want them in. I want them in the mix. We'll have other categories. We will have, like, you know, the nations without a nation state. We'll have a Palestinian team, etc. But in the mix also.
So the literally then the woke World Cup then.
Yes, woke World Cup. Let's do woke World
Cup. Yeah.
There was the Catalunya versus Palestine match here like a couple months ago.
Yeah, but so, what if, you know. What if gay Catalunya versus gay Palestine?
Hell yeah.
Would have been great.
Let's do it.
Yeah, woke World Cup. I'm starting it now. Donate to my GoFundMe for
George Soros. Make it happen,
George Soros. Get off your fucking ass and fund.
He has not come up lately. I have not been hearing.
Yeah, he's fallen off.
Oh yeah, come on. Every fucking conspiracy used to involve him. I mean, obviously,
I have to double check.
He's still alive. Yeah.
Okay, right. I was going to just call him.
Yo, dog.
Yeah,
George, we're still doing
alive.
The podcast.
Yeah. Speaking to him entirely in Esperanto. The only person I can practice my Esperanto with.
Does he speak Esperanto?
I speak a little bit.
No. Does,
at a certain point.
Not you, George Soros.
Oh, yeah. His last name is Esperanto.
No, but he's Hungarian.
Yeah, but he learned Esperanto. Him and his family were Esperanto.
That is the weirdest George Soros fact I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that's where his last name comes from. Yeah, his last name is, I can't remember what it means again, but yeah, Esperanto.
That's so funny.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyway, we'll have an Esperantist team.
Karen is the captain.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to be real with you. I don't know what I'm doing. But I know more than you, so let's do this. Esperanto team. What else can we have? I actually think, fuck it. Make a bunch of reading groups, make a football team. I mean, they'll be wiped out of the league pretty quickly, but I think it'd be funny to have them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We dream big. Alternative World Cup. We'll host it in my garden.
Yeah, because two people are gonna show up.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be in freed, independent Greenland.
Yeah, actually, we were saying fuck you to the States. It would have to be in Greenland.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But then it has to be like in August, and that's when they're
still probably like -10 degrees.
Yeah, no, but it's really funny because they do have a football league, but it happens only in the summer for like two, three weeks. They just keep playing games. They have
God
to get their football
them.
In. Love
oh
them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get into that. I'm gonna get into the Greenlandic League.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, Uma, thank you so much for telling us about this.
You're welcome.
Absolutely wonderful.
Anytime.
I'm gonna keep planning the woke World Cup. I'll check back in any later.
I'm going to make this happen.
I'm making this fucking happen. Donate to the GoFundMe. I've got George Soros on the fucking line right now. We are making moves. Oh, I'm talking to a property developer in none of it to get some land. Look, I know you get a lot of offers to be like bought out, but I'm very serious about this. Anyway, we will catch you on the bonus feed. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.